Okay, well, Mayan, thank you so much for your time tonight. We appreciate you coming on.
For sure. Thank you.
Mayan Hoffman there, editor of ILTV. Now, let's have a broader look at what this means for the wider region and international pressure on Israel. Gina Abercrombie-Winstanley is a former US ambassador and senior non-resident fellow at the Atlantic Council. Good evening, Gina.
Good evening.
Gina, it's always good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on. And again, I wonder if you could explain the situation with Joe Biden's reaction and the mood in the US as well, because he said Netanyahu is not doing enough to secure a peace deal here.
Yeah. Well, the president has made those points for many months now. You know, he started off, you know, very closely embracing the government of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, saying that the United States was providing unqualified support. But he also gave a warning saying, don't make the mistakes that we made in Iraq and in Afghanistan. It matters how you do this. And yet, those words have not been substantiated by what many expected would be U.S. pressure on the government of Israel, on the prime minister, to in fact heed those warnings. In spite of the words that the president has said, our actions, frankly, have been almost entirely supportive of how the government of Israel conducted itself in the Gaza Strip and in the wider region, which means the prime minister did convince the president that this was the way forward. There have been moments of doubt. He has cautioned. He's warned. He said again today, the prime minister is not doing enough. But an expectation of a very different reaction or more pressure from the United States of America, it's unlikely still. Unlikely.
It's interesting, Gina, though, isn't it? Because we just heard Mayan Hoffman there. I don't know if you caught her there from ILTV talking about Hersh Goldberg, Poland, an Israeli-American. Does that, who was one of the hostages, does that change the temperature at all in America when it feels that people can relate and understand that that's somebody with an American connection?
You know, it doesn't change the temperature, I would argue, enough for what needs to be done. You know, you heard the president say that he was devastated and that Hamas would pay. That, to me, was an interesting statement because Hamas is already paying. Palestinians are already paying. And what we have seen from both sides is a digging in into positions, Sinwar not being willing to provide relief to Palestinians by stepping back from control over the Gaza Strip, control over the future of Palestinians, and the prime minister not bringing relief to Israelis by putting in place a plan for a day after, putting in place a plan that would get to a ceasefire. So both peoples continue to suffer with the leadership that they've got. What pressure the United States could put on Hamas is not there. And it's important to realize that the United States is not the only actor in this. And that, in fact, we are unlikely to be the ones that provide the solution. And I'm sorry to say that.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because the big story over here this evening is about the UK announcing that it's suspending weapon sales to Israel. And that's over the violation of international law. But the financial, the money involved, when you look at it, it's a drop in the ocean, isn't it, compared to the military aid provided by the US. But is there political significance that you can see there and support from the international community for that removal?
Absolutely. While the United States provides most of the weapons, we, you know, suspended weapons, a certain level of them, the president did, with similar concerns. Certainly, the U.S. government hopes that there is a ceasefire and a way forward that would not require the United States to find that the Israelis have indeed violated international humanitarian law or indeed committed genocide, although that's not the United States to determine. That's an international court, hoping not to get to that point. But it is not just the United States that has moral suasion that can provide pressure. I've noted over the last 11 months, no nations have broken diplomatic relationship with Israel over this conflict. There are different levers. And as the United States, along with Egypt, along with Qatar, others in the region try to get to a ceasefire, try to get this violence to stop, Other pressures may help that. Of course, it remains to be seen, indeed, will the Houthis stop? Will Hezbollah stop? Will Iran stop if there is a ceasefire with the Palestinians? But we've got to get there to find out.
And, you know, with the hostage situation, do you think Netanyahu's likely to double down now rather than go in the other direction and look for a viable peace?
I think the prime minister has made very clear that he believes, and clearly not his entire cabinet, because there was a dissenting vote about having the IDF stay in the Philadelphia corridor. But he has determined that that Philadelphia corridor, having an Israeli presence back in the Gaza Strip, is more important than those hostages' lives. It is not a priority that is shared by the United States. The president has made that clear. His own defense minister has said, if there is a need, we can go back. But it is important to bring those hostages home. And your previous guest was absolutely right. Knesset is out. He is standing firm with the right wing of his coalition, and he will not be removed by these demonstrations, as impactful as they are, as heartfelt as they are, and what it takes to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the streets, that will not change how this government conducts itself. Now, the strike, shutting down the country working, that may put bring pressure onto the Knesset, but simply protests, that will not do it.
Well, Gina, thank you so much, as always, for coming on with your expertise. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you, Gina.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, former US ambassador. It's just coming up for 20 minutes past 10. You're listening to Five Live. Gordon Smart back here after a week away.